Grace, mercy, and peace to you from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Prayer, it's something we as Christians are very familiar with. And if you're a Christian and you're not very familiar with prayer, please see me after the service. Prayer. I'm curious, how many times a day do you pray? I heard somebody say two. That's good. I'm glad you pray. I think most of us, it's probably five on any given day. Before meals, so that's breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then right before we go to bed. And then, as Psalm 50 says, call upon me in the day of trouble. So four times plus, if anything of real substance happens, maybe we pop a tire on the road or some crisis happens, we call out to the Lord. So we'll just say five. About five times. But how many times should we pray? Now that's a much different question. Now, for comparison, in Islam, they are required to pray five times per day. There's the Fajr, which is at dawn, before sunrise, the Duhr, which is in the middle of the day, the Asr, in late afternoon, the Maghrib, at sunset, and the Isha, at night. Five times they are commanded to pray. But this is not done out of devotion and love, more fear and obligation. This is a work of how many times they are supposed to pray. It is good that perhaps Matthew reminds us in chapter 6, do not keep on babbling like the pagans, for they will think they will be heard because of their many words. No, this is not how the Lord would have us pray. In fact, in our gospel lesson, it's not Jesus coming to the disciples and saying, this is how you must pray, but rather it's the disciples coming to Jesus and saying, Lord, teach us to pray. A request. How should we pray, Lord? And the Lord gives them a prayer. The Lord's Prayer. It's simple. It's elegant. And it covers almost anything one might need in their day-to-day life. I have, in the past, preached entire sermons just on little pieces of the Lord's Prayer because of how deep each one of those petitions are. And I'm sure me, like many of you, I learned the Lord's Prayer very early in my life. I think I was four is my earliest memories I have, and I don't remember learning the Lord's Prayer, but I do remember saying it every night with my father. It's so simple that a child can learn it, and it's so deeply engraved that a child of God could never forget it. Now, I've only been a pastor for a handful of number of years, but I've had several members of my previous congregation who were suffering from dementia. And it went in stages, and I had a lady that I knew that she knew who I was when I first got there. She's like, oh, Pastor Ford, it's so good to see you. And then as the months went on, she kept starting to confuse me with the previous pastor. Oh, Pastor Cook, it's great to have you here. And eventually she would start to forget the names and faces of her grandchildren. But when we would pray, she would say, Pastor Cook, let's pray the Lord's Prayer. She knew it because she had known it since she was a child. A prayer so simple, and a prayer to her Father in heaven. And the last day that I saw her, we had just finished saying the Lord's Prayer together, and I was getting ready to leave, and she says, "Pastor, I'm ready." Now, I was so green at the time, I just kind of shrugged my shoulders and was like, "Okay, well, see you next time." And she died the next day. But this is not a death of someone who does not know where she is going. This is a death of someone who is certain of her place, that she is died in the Lord, that she might rest in Christ. The prayer, the Lord's Prayer, that the Lord gives us is not some rule book, but rather it is a beautiful invitation to come and worship and to know God. But not just as some abstract come and know God, come and know the Lord, come and know your master, come know the creator of the universe and know your place, but rather, how does the first petition of the Lord's Prayer begin? It begins with Father. How are we to address God? Father. Intimate, deep relationship. Do not come and know me as master, but come and know me as your Father. Proving that God is not some far-off deity, but rather that he is close. And it is through Christ that we might come and know God as Father. We have all been buried into Christ in baptism, and our sins have been forgiven. The debts that we owe, the sins that have piled up, have been wiped away in the waters of baptism. Because Jesus, he has marked us not as outsiders, but fellow children of God. How wonderful is that? And we see that here in the prayer the Lord teaches us to pray. Now, Jesus commands us to be persistent in prayer, but not as a way of wearing God down, but because he is already inclined to listen to us. We are told to pray boldly, like children who trust their parents. My friends, I started off this sermon by asking a question, and I wish to ask it again. How often should you pray? You should pray when you are thankful for the things the Lord has given you. You should pray when you are hurting, when life has you down. You should pray when you're worried and you need someone to take your burdens from you. You should pray when you are joyful, when the Lord has blessed you richly. You should pray when there's no one else around and you just need to talk to your Father who is in heaven. Prayer is part of the Christian life. But it is not some burden or command that has been placed upon you, some task of which you must do by rote. But you get to pray to the Lord. You get to pray to your Father who is in heaven and hears your prayer. Prayer is part of the life of a Christian, and it is a beautiful gift that is given to us, that we might take all of our thoughts, all of our worries, and all of our thanks to our Father who is in heaven. I told you of the elderly woman at the nursing home who knew the Lord's Prayer by heart. But more than that, she knew the Lord. She knew her Father who is in heaven. She was ready not because she earned it, but because Christ had made her ready. We pray because the Father in heaven wishes to hear from his children who are here on earth. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.